One of them's already set up, so I don't have to do both of them, because the last show, they were using YouTube for at least some of the songs. Man. Tell you the truth. Oh, I'm unfolding the paper. I only have a few songs left on these pages, and now I'm making new lists at home. Oh no! I ripped it! Damn it. Okay, oh no, and it's on a couple of my songs. Alright. But at least I know where it is. Alright. First song is called Never Gonna Let You Go by Esther O and the Shakespeare Show. Let You Go. To tell you the truth, I have a story to talk about first. There's a major bus problem this morning. Like, the first bus broke and I had to wait 15 minutes for another one. I was so frustrated. I was acting just really angry out there. And, yeah, and then, to tell you the truth, that's better. The queues were on. I just noticed, okay, so, hang on. Here's my first song. Never Gonna Let You Go by Esther O and the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
I wish you had a heart so I could break it. I wish I could turn you on so then I could fake it. I wish that you remember the day we met so I could pretend that I forget. I wish you had a heart so I could break it.
Mommy. I'm hungry.
Just to make you stay, and I hunt you down. You ever run away from me? I got a pocket full of medicines, and a closet big enough to hide you in. So come on, baby, won't you come? I wanna count to three. Was your sister, but you're bullish, and I won't give another word of it this time.
Not this time.
So let me tell you what we're gonna do. Be true to me, baby, I'll be true to you. Thick best player, cause your life is on the line. And I don't wanna let you go.
I don't wanna let you go.
Is there a problem? Did I hear you right? You say your handcuffs are a little tight. What's wrong now, man? You used to love this game. You should've listened when I told you to treat me right. Now you'd be lucky if you make it through tonight. All this work for nothing, baby, can't you see?
That was Boneyard Tree by the Boneyard Tree by the Watchmans. Yeah. And before that, Never Gonna Let You Go by Estero. Sounds very familiar. Gotta check and see if it's a hit or not. And this one is called Sister Awake by The Tea Party. Sounds very familiar, does it? I don't know. A lot of people have heard of The Tea Party. They're a 90s group. Alright, here we go.
When the winter was over, she returned there to find him. In her memories, filled her with light. I am the sun in the flame. Cold from the flame turns away, and in these winds came a change. She wakes up. We'll be right back.
somewhere to be.
Well, yeah, that was Shadow of a Ghost by Emily, and before that, Sister Awake by the Tea Party. Wow, sounds a pretty mysterious episode, doesn't it? Ooh, yeah. Okay, wow. Alright, next song is called, Sorry, I'm just typing in the album for this one. Next song is going to be It's Too Soon to Know by Dinah Washington. What is it too soon to know? It's definitely too soon to know what I'm going to be when I'm old. And so is it for all of you youngsters. Most of you, actually. Most of you, anyway. It's from the 1940s. Yeah. Too bad Dinah Washington died of a drug overdose in 63. Alright, here we go.
Does he love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe him when he tells me so? Is he fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? Oh, one-sided love will break my heart. He may be just acting and playing a part. If he don't love me, let him tell me so. I can't hold him if he wants to go. Though I'll cry when he's gone, I won't die, I'll live on. If it's so, it's too soon. Oh, when he tells me so, is he fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? Though I'll cry when he's gone, I won't die. Way too soon, too
soon.
Song's awfully long. It's over 10 minutes. Couldn't make it all the way. I have the album at home, and I've never even heard certain parts of the song that they got on here. To tell you the truth, the lead singer, Liz Mitchell, she has a lot to sing in this song compared to that Bobby Farrell guy. Well, apparently he passed away a couple years ago. He was found dead in a hotel in Russia. It was really scary, actually, how he was found dead. It's like a maid knocked on the door to clean and then smelled something that wasn't right and freaked out, obviously. All he had in that song was bununus. That's like the only word he had to sing. It's funny, isn't it? Okay, and here is Rumble by Link Ray, going back to the 50s on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Yeah. Your good loving is what I need. Good loving is what I need. Oh, a little bit loving, some affection. Keep me moving in the right direction. Good loving is what I need. So come.
That was Give It Up by Steve Miller from the album Abracadabra. Got that at home, but I'm not playing Abracadabra because that's a hit. And the next one is I Don't Want to Dance by Eddie Grant on Killer on the Rampage. To tell you the truth, if you go back to episode 29, you will hear Killer on the Rampage. That song, the only song that's a hit on that album is Electric Avenue, and I sure ain't playing that, because it's played on lots of other stations. Here's I Don't Want to Dance by Eddie Grant on The Shakespeare Show. Have their number.
Feeling is bad, the feeling is bad. I don't wanna dance.
That was Testify by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble from the album Texas Flood. Wow. Yeah. The last few albums I played, I got them at home. Yeah, so, and now here is a... I don't own the song Rumble by Link Ray, but now here is Perfect Youth by Pointed Sticks. I was definitely not a perfect youth on the Shakespeare Show.
Rich one that will not help the poor one. Different strokes for
Everyday People by Peggy Lee, that was. Yeah. Well, and here is Tell a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree by Perry Como.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you received my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been three long years, do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, bus driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison, and my love, she holds the key. Simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, please tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been three long years, do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree, that you dream on.
I can dream on it too. Just a memory's all that's left of me. So send me the pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on it too. So darling, I can dream on it too.
Hello, you are listening to 101.9 FM. CITR, and I am Alistair Milling, and this show is Grievances of a Scot. I unfortunately have no grievances today. The world has been very, very kind to me. So we shall jump in straight with some news, but we have later on, we have an interview with Barbara Arneal, then we have a piece on social change, and then maybe perhaps if we have time for it at the end, then we're going to have a piece on university and what it means to be in university and whether the system is outdated and what we can do to update it. So, first of all, what we have in the news today, as we follow the Ukrainian crisis, the House of Representatives in the US recently strongly voted in favor of sending aid to Ukraine, supporting a $1 billion loan guarantee for Kiev. The problem with this is that where does this money come from? The money comes from the banks within the US. Of course, the politicians are going to pass that because it means giving more money to their friends on Wall Street. This money is meant to go for democracy. I think it is the exact quote on CBC. Supporting democracy. So is it democracy when you specifically support putting in the US, that is, altering the candidates in which that can be elected by the Ukrainian people to specific ones that suit your own foreign needs and foreign desires, rather than actually paying attention to what the Ukrainian people want. Now, I can use this specific language with the Ukrainian people want. However, I don't think it's much use giving this moral argument, as it makes me no better than the politicians that expose them in the first place. We have a couple of other news pieces for you today. However, we will go straight on, I think, to an interview with myself and Barbara Arneal. She's a professor here at UBC, and I do, believe quite a shoddy job in introducing her. But she recently won, thank you to Alexandre Grossman for telling me this, but she recently won the Faculty Killen Research Prize for, I'm not entirely sure, he didn't specify, but I'm to congratulate her on that and a very fine performance in the interview today, which I should be playing right about
so
now.
So today we're joined Perfect. By Barbara Thank Arneal. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And she's a professor here at UBC in the politics department.
Yep.
And is the author of Politics and Feminism, and the other book is Diverse Communities.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. And I think you've won a number of awards for both of those books. Yep. So well done there. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, so feminism has obviously changed a lot over the decades and even centuries. How would you describe the movement's composition? And I guess what's embedded within that question is, what does it mean to call yourself a feminist today?
You mean today, yes.
Today, yeah.
Well, as you mentioned, there's kind of been what have been described as three waves of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
So in contemporary parlance, I would describe ourselves in the third wave of feminism. And what that means is both taking gender seriously, recognizing it, seeing it as a salient feature in theory and practice, and seeking to empower women. But also, I would say third wave feminism is very concerned with how women are constituted across a variety of differences, race, ability, disability, ethnicity, and so on. And I think that is probably the key characteristic of third wave feminism, which I would describe as kind of the dominant school now.
Mm. Has feminism moved towards, because you hear a lot of this from
some people who identify themselves as feminists moved on to different issues that don't necessarily just concern women. So race and other
Yes,
things.
Absolutely. I mean, it does concern women, but in a kind of intersectional way.
Okay.
So women intersecting with these various identities. But I would also say that the third wave of feminism, unlike the second wave, and again, these are caricatures, but second wave feminism was a more kind of men versus women, whereas third wave, it can be, men can be feminists. It's more encompassing, and there may be issues across which men and women can unite and fight for. So I would say that it's quite a change from third to second wave feminism. Okay.
And many issues like this have been considered perhaps Eurocentric, focused around, well, not really Eurocentric, but focused around Western culture. What do you think, what's the state of feminism in other cultures, sort of the Middle East, Far East, India, or South Asia, should we say?
Well, I think I was lucky